Oh, I gotta get my strange
You get a mother with a bow. Lighter.
Let's face it. Your Bruce internet Banner, sucks. Boy.
He's strong.
It's not boosting productivity.
What's going on, guys? It's Smoke with the Loudmouth Podcast.
Healy with the Aftermath.
And we are LMPC Radio.
Hey. Tonight we have episode 5 of our strain reviews.
Oh, well.
What kind of strain review is it, Smoke?
Well, it's a single strain review. It's a single strain. It's a single strain.
This guy.
Take 86. Let's go.
Get this boy some milk.
This is what happens when you smoke cigarettes. You get coughed up. This is why we smoke a lot of weed.
He needs some milk.
And to try to avoid smoking more cigarettes.
What kind of strain review is a smoke?
Single strain reviews for strangers who enjoy strain reviews.
What? All right, guys. We have a guest on tonight's show, and our guest is.
I'm Connor.
We got Connor.
Hey.
What's up? All right, Connor, what's good?
What's good?
Guys? All right, guys. So we're going to be hitting one of these strains. I think it is Bruce Banner. Bruce Banner is in the house, guys.
Otherwise known as the Incredible Hulk, for those who didn't know and for those who want to know. And then for those who don't give a fuck. Fuck off.
Fuck y'all.
Anyway, wait, why am I using this? It's like it's a touchscreen, but I got a mouse.
All fucked up.
Use the mouse. When in doubt, use the mouse.
He's choked up. Guys, as you guys can see, the new podcast is under construction. So bear with us.
Major construction.
As you see the new table going on.
Hewley built this shit, by the way.
Yeah, in the house.
Pretty much all him. I helped record. And like carry a couple pieces.
Yes, he did help record. But yes, I did build a table, and we have some new stuff going on as well. We're gonna have some foam put up. So a lot of new things going on in the studio. A lot of upgrades. So stay tuned. Possibly bringing on some new members as well. So
thinking about it.
Stay tuned for that. Last ones didn't work out too well, but we're working on some new shit. So. All right, so let's go over this strain, guys.
We're going to cut that shit.
I'm in it right now, but it's pretty. The Bruce Banner's pretty good. I mean, it tastes decent.
Yes, the Bruce Banner is very good. I love the look of it, too. Yo, can I get a little light over here, if you don't mind? Anybody got a light, a spotlight on a phone, anything? I know your phone took off.
Chopped up.
Oh, man. That is. Thank you. That is lovely. Can you see that? You see that?
Take looks a little dark.
It is a little dark. It feels a little dark, you know. But every little bit of dark has some light in it. You know what I mean?
A little bit of dark has some light.
Every little bit of light.
I guess, if you say so.
Yeah. I don't even know what I'm saying.
Almost a sweet smell to it, a little bit.
It's very nice. I definitely smell the earthy, dieselish smell to it. That's for sure. Nice and crispy, but I think that's because a lot of air has gotten to it.
It's got a good terp profile.
Mm-hmm, that's for sure.
Structure's not totally there. It's a little loose bud, a little leaf.
Well, according to Leafly, this strain here is extremely uplifting. You pretty much you're going to feel real happy with this stuff. Energetic, even relaxed at the same time, which Red Bull doesn't help you with. So, fellas, ladies, everybody, get some Bruce Banner. Also, people, if you're stressing out, work is bothering you, you know, if you suffer from depression, pain, if you're just feeling tired all the time, this shit will make you feel just as relaxed as anything else. But it will keep you up, and you're not going to be nodding out. So stay away from those dirty, shitty drugs. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. negatives. As we all know, the infamous, or the what's the infamous dry mouth, cotton mouth, motherfucker. It just doesn't go away.
Yeah, I feel you.
Unless you drink.
I hate that shit.
Body Armor. No, I'm just kidding.
Shout out to Body Armor.
Shout out.
Yo, this shit's fire though, for real though. No, it is really good. Other than that, I mean, you might feel a little anxious, but that's only if you're a newcomer. So that's gonna go out the door. Dry eyes, dizziness, a little bit of paranoia again with the newbies. So newbies, be prepared.
Watch
if
out.
You get this strain. As we were saying, Earthy Diesel, and he even said sweet. Interesting enough, because none of us looked at this before.
No, I just smelled it. It smells sweet. It smells sweet. Lavender-ish.
It actually tastes sweet. The terps on it, yeah.
First try is always a good...
We got any comments on that?
Yeah, hold on. I want to find the THC.
Oh, yeah. I want to get the THC and the CBD.
Yeah,
because
there ain't
content.
No fucking point. Oh, also, if you didn't know, this is bred by Dark Horse Genetics. It's a strain from OG Kush and Strawberry Diesel. So I guess that's where we get our diesel smell from and the overall everything smell.
I guess. It's pretty decent. I mean, looks ain't too well. Terps are good. Tastes good. Feels good. I mean,
I can't
see. It's not that bad, actually.
To find it. I can't seem to find it.
Cause you're on, are you on Leafly or?
Yeah, I'm Canna. On Leafly.
Go to Canna.
Is Leafly like whack or something?
Shout out to Canna SOS.
Canna SOS, is that what it is? Yeah. All right, let's. I don't know.
They're always coming through with the good details.
You said good comments. Yeah. Let's see what these people. Let's see what. I'm so high. Good morning. Out of chronic pain and out of sight with the Bruce. Ooh. I think this person's really liking this.
Yeah, I think they like
11 stars. You can only give it 5 stars. 11 sun.
11 stars.
Feeling
damn.
Up, mellow, mindful, calm, motivated, and energized. Ready to go. Feels like a stress-free day. Inflammation is reduced and PTSD is pacified. No AM mind, chatter wild token, baby. I'm totally baked after 2 hookah water bowls for wake and bake. So smiley, focused and fun. The peaced out energy of BB. ENH is what it says at the end of that. I don't know if that stands for something. If it does, please leave a comment. If it doesn't,
comment below. I don't know.
If you think that sounds like,
that's what I'm thinking.
Like this video.
Like, share, comment.
Angry react.
I do want to give a thanks to whoever this person is. Kind Goddess 420, thank you so much. You have made my day.
Yes, for sure.
So we're going to switch over to Canna SOS real quick.
Yeah, I want to see some more comments.
Canna SOS. All right. It's right up here.
So if you guys have smoked this strain before, for medical use or for recreational use, comment below. Like our page. Let us know your experience.
All right.
We got it.
So, Bruce Banner is a sativa dominant. 60% sativa, 40% indica. Average THC of... the average ratio for this THC is between 16...
16.
Which is... and 26.
True.
So, 26. That's a good rating
decent
there.
Decent jump, I mean.
Absolutely. For flour. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, it's like, I guess there's a wide variety going on of this particular strain.
True.
I don't really see any CBD percentages or CBN percentages either. So,
damn.
Yeah, that is disappointing. But I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to have those properties to help you. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to, you know, be scientifically good for you.
No. Any comments?
Fuck comments.
Yeah. Fuck with you. I mean, let's get some comments.
Oh, this actually has a different aroma profile for it, though.
On Canna?
Yep. Orange.
Like I said, shout out to Canna.
Bubblegum and pepper.
Pepper. I get the pepper a little bit in taste.
I can see the bubblegum.
It's the pepper, yeah. Earlier, yeah.
I can taste the bubblegum. I don't know about.
Maybe on a fresh bowl, you might get a glimpse of bubblegum at the beginning.
It could be because
I get more of a sweet and then like a peppery at the end.
Okay.
Release, yeah.
I kind of taste that. All right, let's see what this person's saying over here. Love, love, love this stuff. Gives me an overall good feeling, pleasant euphoria, and helps settle down my pain. I always look for this strain when buying. Has nice color and very pleasant fragrance. Did I mention that I love this strain? Because I do.
Because I do.
Yeah, then she gave it a 5-star rating over here. Who is this? This is a Artist Renee. Shouts out Artist Renee.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right, all right. Guys, normally we do 2 strains in the strain normally. Review. So we can judge one and pick a winner, but today we have the Bruce Banner.
And this shit's fuego.
That's pretty fire, so I can't complain. I mean, Bruce Banner, it hasn't topped the chart of what we've had on the show prior, but it's midway. Midway.
I very much enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
How you feeling over there, Connor?
I enjoy it very much, though.
Okay. Like, did we go over how it looks yet?
Not looks yet. No? Completely
what
no.
The
but
fuck is wrong with
pass
this?
It around.
All right, check it out. Give us a good opinion on that.
All right. Lots of colors.
Colors are good.
Like Huey said, it's a little loose, but looks beautiful. Crystals.
For days, though.
For days.
That shit looks lovely. It almost reminds me of a Gorilla Glue, honestly. You know, I almost even thought it was a Gorilla Glue when
it's
I
like
first
the
looked
long,
at it.
The way it like
exactly.
stretches around to butt up.
Yeah, and this is also Big Nugs, you know what I mean? That's at least that's what it says over here. As if I wanted to keep reading, which you know, I always keep reading. You should too if you use Canna SOS. Shouts out Canna SOS.
3rd shout out in the show.
Always.
Big ups.
Come on.
Let me check this out real quick.
I'm pretty sure that's even like, don't we even put that in every strain review?
Every strain review is done by Canna SOS, yeah.
Pretty much. Or that's where we get our information from. It's one of the best top sources that you can go to for your Canna information.
Straight up.
So, shouts out.
But it's not bad. Structure, like I said, it's a little leafy. Mm-hmm. It's not tight. Other than that, terps are good, smokes good, tastes good. Like I said, midway, and if you watched our past strain review episodes, you would see some of the buds we've reviewed, and it's about midway up there.
Would you want to go through its grow information? We never do that,
yeah, sure.
So might as fucking well, right?
Yeah, give all the facts we can. Might as well.
Grow information. We got a flowering time of 49 to 63 days. Now, I'm no expert, but... Mr. Hewlett, can you enlighten us a little bit here?
What was the time frame?
49 to 63 days. So, roughly a month and a half, 2 months.
That's the flowering cycle?
Yeah, flowering time.
That's about normal, yeah. I mean, it depends on the strain, too. All strains are different. Like,
okay.
I mean, certain strains will flower longer. Mm-hmm. Some will flower less. Same with vegetation. Right. And I mean, if you want to grow your plant out more, if it's a tall plant, you don't have to veg it for so long.
Word.
As of the small plant, you got to veg them for a little bit longer to get them to the size you want to produce the buds that you need. So it depends on every strain, truthfully.
True that.
Okay.
Well, we got a height of 70 inches. And
so there you go. They bring the height into it. So that's a pretty tall plant.
Big.
72 inches. Is pretty tall. I mean, 96 inches is 8 feet.
Yeah.
So, you're probably about like 6 or 7 feet there. Probably
damn.
Yeah, 6 feet.
Well, and you know what? It yields 5 ounces per foot.
True. compared to like my squared. Little compared to like one of my little 1 foot plants producing it, maybe like an ounce.
It does say it's a moderate difficulty to attempt this grow.
Yes. So. Some plants can be difficult. I mean, climate, everything. There's a lot to take in when you're growing.
Absolutely. Every last thing has to be looked over 2-3 times before you even gonna think about getting a good return exactly. on I anything.
Mean, you can just throw a seed outdoors, but, I mean, you're not going to get quality stuff. I mean, good quality stuff. You're just going to get normal. If you want to actually go into it, you got to go indoor, climate controlled. Everything's got to be controlled precisely.
Yep.
And you don't have run-ins with bugs and stuff like that and a bunch of pests that are going to ruin your crop or water problems, pH problems. As long as you're monitoring everything every day, you're pretty much good. You can do a successful grow indoors and a pretty good grow as well.
I always say go for the endo.
Go for the endo. Alright, guys. I think that concludes the show. Shuts down this strain review. Scrizzy strain review.
And what kind of strain review was that, Huey?
That was a single strain reviews for single strain. Who enjoys strain reviews?
Hey, good night.
Just straight up, guys. Alright, guys. Have a good night. Up a smoke. Stay tuned.
Like, follow, share.
Yeah.